We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, it's a pleasure to be joined by our next guest here on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. We love having him on, especially this time of year. Two-time Heisman Trophy winner, the only man on the face of the earth that could say he's a two-time Heisman Trophy winner, the great Archie Griffin with the Bull and the Fox. Archie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you guys doing?
We're fantastic, and we're excited. I mean, and you must be excited. I mean, how much fun is this week for you?
It's always a lot of fun. You know, anytime you play that team up north, you know, you got to put your best foot forward, and I'm sure that Coach Meyer and the team are doing just that.
Archie, obviously this week it means a little bit more because the Buckeyes have to travel to the Big House. I remember, you know, my two trips up there, one my freshman year, and, you know, my junior year we lost the 100th game. I feel like when you go up to the Big House, it means a little bit more maybe to us, and because it's so much more challenging. You have to be more focused. Like, it just, it's a different vibe. What do you remember most about your trips to the Big House?
Oh, I kind of remember it like you do. I tell you, it's a very, very tough place to play. I know that we always prepared for the crowd noise because mm-hmm. it was always really, really loud for us. I'll never forget what he would take us in our stadium and turn on a lot of loud music. Try to get crowd noise going so that we would be prepared for the loud noise that we're going to get. But my experience there, I mean, it was great playing there in the Big House. It really was. I was fortunate that I never lost to Michigan. So 1973, my first year playing there, we had a tie. It was 10-10 tie. And that game is very well documented because it was controversial because people thought that Michigan would go to the Rose Bowl with that tie. But the athletic directors voted for us to go to the Rose Bowl, which was really great for us because that gave us an opportunity to play against the Southern Cal team that had beaten us the year before in the Rose Bowl. And we went back out there and got revenge, so I was glad that we got voted to go to that game, even though that was a tie game with the University of Michigan, and Bo was really, really, really upset about that. And then 1975, you know, it was a big game as well. 1975, they actually were out playing us most of the game in 1975. We ended up winning that football game, but it was after we were down like 14-7 with about 4 minutes to go in the game. We had a drive that really, really picked us up. And it was the best drive we had had all game with about 4 minutes to go and ended up tying up the game 14-14. And then Michigan got desperate and started throwing passes. You know what happens when you pass. Three things can happen, and two of them are bad. And they threw a pass, and my younger brother Ray picked one off and took it down to the three-yard line. And then Big Pete Johnson took it over, and we ended up winning that game 21-14. So I've had good experiences there, but I got to tell you, they were always very, very tough, hard-fought football games. And one of the things that I always remember about that game is that I probably would not have been able to play the next week because of the physicality of that game. I mean, it was just that tough.
We're talking with Buckeye legend Archie Griffin. Archie, you mentioned Woody, you mentioned Bo. You know, obviously so much has been said and so much has been written about the rivalry, about their rivalry specifically. When you think about them both, obviously you know one a lot better than the other. What do you think about when you think about the rivalry and their rivalry specifically?
Well, the intensity that they put in to the game. I mean, certainly playing under Woody, we prepared for Michigan all year. I mean, our spring practice was geared towards Michigan. The first day of practice every week was geared towards Michigan, and sometimes we would even spend a whole week preparing for Michigan because during those days, you know, Northwestern wasn't very good, and I'll be honest with you, a couple of those times we spent just about the entire week preparing for Michigan because that game meant that much to Coach Hayes. And I know it meant the same to Bo Schembechler, because those guys are fierce competitors. They were great friends, but they didn't want to lose to each other. I can tell you that right now. Woody just despised going to Michigan and playing against that Michigan team, and just did not want to get beat. And he was going to do everything in his power to make sure that that didn't happen. And Bo was going to do the exact same thing, because when you really look at it, I'll never forget, I read Bo Schembechler's book. And, guys, if I would not have seen the cover being maize and blue, I would have thought that I was reading about Woody Hayes, because they were just alike.
Mm-hmm.
Both big-time, fierce competitors and wanted to win.
You know, Arch, a lot of people have made comparisons to Harbaugh and Urban, like maybe this could be the next Woody and Bo, like a rivalry that, you know, goes a decade plus, and, you know, it could be back and forth. But so far it's been one-sided, and, you know, the Buckeyes have gotten the best of Harbaugh. He's not been able to get a victory against the Buckeyes. You know, it's strange. Like, I want this to be competitive, but I want to beat their tail every year.
I agree with you.
You know?
You know, that game last year, I tell you, it was very, very competitive. And that was the kind of game you think you're going to get when Ohio State and that team up north plays. But it was very, very competitive. And I'm sure, you know, Harbaugh, he's certainly going to get that thing together with that team up north. And hopefully he doesn't get it together on us. But it's going to be a hard fought game. You know, again, we always talk about throwing out the records. The records don't mean anything, and I really believe that. And I think, you know, this year's team, you know, we've already got the Big Ten East under control. I mean, we've won that. We've got to make sure that we go out there focused to win this football game, because it's not going to be a walk in the park. Guarantee you that.
Yeah, I mean, this is their season for Michigan, right? I mean,
absolutely. I mean, look, they've lost to their in-state rival. They took a good licking from Penn State, and Wisconsin just beat them last week. And you know, the best thing they can do is ruin our season for us. And so we've got to make sure that we are prepared to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Archie, could you have imagined, you know, obviously you knew, you know, the rivalry was great when you were there, but can you imagine, like, when you played, like, what it's become now, like, because of just the TV coverage and internet and all this? Like, it's probably the biggest rivalry in all of sports. Certainly, if it's not the biggest, it's right there in the conversation.
Well, I've always counted it as the biggest rivalry in all of sports, and I truly believe that, and certainly, you know, it's been going on a long, long time. Certainly, Bo and Woody had their say in this rivalry and had a big say in this rivalry. And now, you know, with the two names that are coaching at the two teams, it's going to continue to be huge. And it's a game that, you know, you look forward to watching every year. And I'm sure that the folks, regardless of the fact that, you know, we've already got the Big Ten East wrapped up, regardless of that, people are going to be watching, because people want to see, you know, if that team up north is going to knock off the Buckeyes, who's already got a championship with the Big Ten East.
You know, Archie, you've done something no one has ever done, winning a Heisman Trophy twice. JT Barrett's done something no one's ever done, because he's a three-time captain for the Ohio State Buckeyes. What a remarkable career he's had, you know, Arch, at Ohio State. And he's been maligned to some degree, because people have, you know, called for his job, because at times, which is, I think, is ridiculous. He's been so steady throughout his career.
He's been as steady as they come. I mean, and the guy is obviously a terrific leader, because those teammates of his, you know, they'll follow him into anything. And he's done a terrific job and leading that offense and leading the team. And to be a three-time captain is just absolutely phenomenal. Those type of things don't happen. You have to have somebody there that is doing a wonderful job with leadership on that football team. I mean, that is absolutely tremendous, quite an honor. You know, I don't know if you have another three-time captain like that at Ohio State. So, I mean, that's something that I know that he's very, very proud of, but I know that the players or his teammates are happy to have him in the position that he's in. Now, JT does seem like he's been at Ohio State for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But he's done a terrific job, and I'm so proud of him. I really am. I'm proud of the way that he's handled himself during his time here at Ohio State, and certainly proud of the way that he's played the game of football. I mean, he's got a lot of records, and he's certainly one that'll be remembered for the ages with Ohio State.
We're talking with Buckeye legend Archie Griffin. Archie, you know, there's been a lot. As a two-time Heisman winner, of course, you get the vote as well for the Heisman. You should probably get two votes. You won two Heismans.
You know, people think I get two votes already, but I don't. I get one,
yeah.
And I need to do a little heavier lobbying to get that second vote.
That's right. You should. We think you should. Hey, so, you know, Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma, obviously they beat Ohio State at Ohio State. He's played great all year. He appears to be the favorite, based on many people's opinions, to win the Heisman. But there's been a couple of things with planting the flag at Ohio State. This past week, he made some inappropriate gestures in a game against Kansas. Those kind of things, when for you as a voter, do you care about those things? Or is it just about what the guy does on the field in terms of putting up numbers, winning games, and stuff like that?
Well, it's mainly what they do on the field. But, you know, you think about those kind of things when it comes to the voting, especially, you know, if it's close or you're trying to decide who you want to vote for. Yeah, those things come into play, but it's mainly what goes on the field, and I'm sure Baker Mayfield kind of regrets those things that he did. Matter of fact, I understand he's not going to start this week because of those things that happened last weekend. So that's got to be hurtful, and it could hurt him in the voting because the voting hadn't taken place yet. And I guarantee you some of the people are going to be thinking about that as they make their votes.
You know, Arch, as excited as we are for this week with the game coming up here on Saturday, you know, Buckeye Nation lost a great yesterday in Terry Glenn, who I grew up watching, emulating, you know, trying to be like, and he, one of the all-time great Buckeyes, won the Biletnikoff and caught Tom Brady's first touchdown pass in the NFL. I'd be curious to know your thoughts on the loss of Terry.
Well, he'll be sorely missed. Terry was a terrific, low-keyed young man who just did some terrific things on the football field. Fantastic talent. I mean, the guy was fast, could catch anything, jumped, his leaping ability was incredible. He was a joy to watch. I mean, so very, very smooth as a receiver. You know, we're going to miss him. And he was doing some really good things from what I understand with the young people, and that was really shocking. When I heard that yesterday that Terry is no longer with us, because I knew of the work that he was doing with kids in the Dallas area and here in Columbus as well. And he's from Brookhaven right here in Columbus. As a matter of fact, his former high school football coach, Greg Miller, played with me when I was in high school. And so Terry was always somebody that I would pay special attention to as a receiver here at the Ohio State University. But he was a special person, low-key, quiet, but so effective on the football field. We'll miss him. We'll miss him.
Archie, do you spend much time around the players at all these days?
I don't spend a whole lot of time. I'm technically retired from Ohio State.
Yeah.
But I do make sure that I get to all the football games and make sure that you know I keep up with what's going on at Ohio State and with the football program.
Do you? I know it's been a long time since you played, but is there any is there any part of you, even to this day, that misses playing football?
To this day, well, you got to understand. Now I'm 63 years old, and it's at that time where those ankles and knees and the back and all those things start to bother you a bit, and you know that they're from playing the game. So I got to say, no, I don't miss playing
You've
it
had enough.
Right now, but I really do enjoy watching the game. I mean, it's a terrific game and always fun to watch.
So what do you think, Arch? Let's say Ohio State wins out here. Obviously, things have fallen their way. You know, opportunity maybe to get back in the college football playoff. Think it can happen?
Well, I hope it can happen. I mean, if we can win out, we'll be Big Ten champs.
Yeah.
And I just cannot fathom the Big Ten champion in the league that we're in not being a part of that championship game. Again, we've got two losses, so maybe that'll keep us from being in there. But I just can't think of the championships without a Big Ten champion in it, because we have a strong enough league to be in those championship games.
Archie, pleasure to catch up with you as always. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Archie, a big OH.
I-O.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon. Okay.
Yeah. I'll see you guys.
Okay. Bye, Archie.
Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.